Blog Talk Radio.
Our eyes can only see so much. But what if they could see more? What if you could see the world in a more interesting way? You could finally work with horses. You love horses. Or what if rather than using your mind's eye, you could see things with your eyes' mind? Things like, I don't know, a virtual wardrobe. Ooh, I like the yellow. You could make imaginary friends real, or see your real friends in a more imaginary way. Because when you start to see the things you love in a whole new way, you start to want to share them with the world.
With me?
Well, maybe not the whole world.
Oh, right, okay.
And weirdly enough, that helps us all see ourselves and each other just a little more clearly. The floor is Bean.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I'm
drop a sign. The Vernon Posse, along with me, Craig G, is gonna rock it. Silver Cloud begged me to kick the next verse. The context worse, like all the others, that's why I get respect first. And believe me, I'm never on another, cause as a member of Cold Chillin' Warner Brothers, I do swear to uphold this title of rap to be the boldest. Among so many MCs, yo, Marley, are we out of here?
Yo, Marley, let's breathe.
Alright. I'm dropping sign. I'm dropping sign. I'm dropping sign. I'm dropping sign.
You took it back to when I was a little girl. I was like 6 years old when Marley Marl was on them turntables. Where shout out to hip hop, much love to hip hop, honor to the Boogie Down Bronx, to the birth of hip hop. Thank you, brother O, always for bringing them fire tracks. You be educating me too, man. Welcome to the Season Show, airing live now out of Lagos, Nigeria. Feel free to call in at 516-453-9133. Press number 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Brother O, multimedia, the best DJ of the land. Let me tell it. So it's saying that much love and honor to you all. Thank you for always jumping on. For those who have an ear to receive, let me say take it easy on yourself. Take care of yourself. Shout out to everybody all around the world. Thank you for always joining up. The Sheeta Show, O&E, the best man, the bed podcast syndicated station. So much love to all of those, the O&E family, all of the other speakers, you know what I'm saying? And again, take it easy on yourself. I'm doing the same thing. Tonight, my topic is lack of communication in women and just lack of communication, period, in us as a people. This is not about right or wrong. This is not about beating anybody up, putting anybody down, okay? This is revelations. All things are being brought to the front, to the table, to the forefront, to a surface, to a head, to be revealed for the transformation of our world into a one world higher consciousness, if you will. So to speak about the lack of communication in women, but the lack of communication, period, in people, and this plays a part with what we have been exposed to, what we have been programmed to. And when I speak about what we have been exposed to and what we have been programmed to, a lot of this has shocked the spirit, the noise of the world, even the events of the world, even the lights, camera, and the action of the world have overwhelmed the mind, which played a part with the lack of communication. Technology has played a part with the lack of communication. Oppression, severe oppression and mental disorders and emotional bondage played the number one key of the lack of communication in women, particularly mothers, even grandmothers, due to the oppression, due to the weight of the world, the weight of the world, the superiorness of the world, the fear of the world, and the fear that is pumped into the people of the land of the world play a big part of the lack of communication. A lot of verbal abuse, physical abuse play a part with the lack of communication. Somebody giving your ass away 5 days a week, your parents, your grandparents, your foster parents, whoever had you, giving you away 5 days a week, play your part with the lack of communication in our family, in our homes, in our relationship, even on the jobs, in our economy system, in our organizations, administrations, businesses, the hospitals, the medical, the lack of communication in the way that America alone and around the world is run, and a lot of that play a part with our mental disorders that have become very, very normal way of living on this surface or planet, if you call it that. Mental disorders have become very normal to where, shit, even in spirituality, they picking out stuff in order not to face other parts of the self, being selective. People want to be selective about what they want to pick out in the world, but when it comes to getting to the nitty-gritty, we'll speak about the things in the world and the problems in the world, the killing in the world, the violence in the world, the drug addictions in the world, the pandemics of the world, the crisis of the world, you know what I'm saying, the hardships and the crisis of our economy system. You see what I'm saying? And then all around the world, the hardships of the world. Honey, please, the main thing to be talked about is the mental disorders within the self. Within the self and the emotional bondage. Emotional bondage. A lot of people want righteousness for this world, but lack to address the self. People don't have conversations with the self. People don't get deeper into the self. People don't have much communication with their own children due to mental abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, the way of the world. Again, somebody gave your ass away 5 days a week. That was a form of developing lack of communication. You being kicked out of your home, yes, I said it just like that. Yeah, I said it in the way don't nobody want to hear it, the truth. I'm talking about your life every day, especially y'all in America, y'all in Europe, y'all in United Kingdom that's giving these children away 5 days a week, but want to justify the things in the world, but we lack a connection with our own children in the house. Our children going away from us 7 hours a day in North America alone, but yeah, we want things to change in America. I'm not saying that we shouldn't want things to change, but it start at home. Why America don't make noise and see how dangerous it is for women to give their children away 5 days a week? That play a part with why women can't handle conflict. It play a part why young boys grow up and become adult men and cannot face conflict, cannot have an effective communication conversation. This play a part with why people have lack of communication due to the separation, due to the division. We've been pushing our own family, our own children away since they was 3 and 5 years old. That's lack of communication right there. You don't have time to be in communication with your child, to nurture your child. You're a part-time parent. You pay rent to house a child and to facilitate a child and to give a child materialistic, such as material things, clothes, and pay certain bills and shit. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to the child's psychological state, when it comes to your internal connection to the child, the eternal, internal divine belonging that every human being is born with has been lacking in our country and around the world. And these fucking people make the most noise about all this killing, about the government feeling bad for black people, always complaining about some government. The people, you look outside yourself so much that you're actually missing the main key to our society, to your own personal life. It is you, and it comes with communication. We got more mouth about a government and about the destruction of the world than we got in our own houses, with our own homes, with our own children, because you ain't even got your children. Your mama even didn't even have you. Many of these adults at 30, 40, 50, and 60, and 70 years old still trying to figure out life. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, still trying to figure out life. Why? Because your ass ain't even broken in on this planet till you in the midlife, 75 years old. You ain't been on the planet long enough to even be broken into your spirit for the people to even understand how to walk the earth effectively. That's why the people don't bring up the spirit. This is why those who got a stage don't bring up the spirit. This is why the creator give, people bring up the creator when their ass is in trouble. But this is not the conversation in the home. This ain't the conversation in the home. If people would sit down and have a better communication with their children, but you can't do that because you ain't got no responsibility because you give your child to the belly of the beast 5 days a week and they got justifications and want to speak up for what's real and what's true. But honestly, we don't have this voice or communication in our homes. Lack of communication in the people. Somebody come on and call in. 516-453-9133. Press number one and join the conversation for the lack of communication, man. Lack of communication. We already missing 7 hours, 5 days a week, a child whole fucking life. How can we want anything to be righteous in this country, in this world, in the main key to the bloodline, to breaking generational curses, honey, would be the children. And we don't even fucking want our children no more. But see, our people in denial, the people don't want to hear it that way. And this is playing a big part with the lack of communication. Nobody communicated with you. They gave you away 5 days a week. Now we don't understand how to communicate. Everything is text messages. Even when we home in the home with the children, parents spend more time treating a child like a sergeant general. Do this, do that, go here. You spend most of the night training your child for another motherfucker's thoughts for their next day. So most children spend the rest of their evening when they get home, their parents is training them for someone else's thoughts to remove them out of the house 5 days a week. And you don't think that's a part of the lack of communication that young boys done grew up without communicating with their own mothers effectively in the home, their own fathers effectively? We didn't sit at the table. You see what I'm saying? Parents wasn't communicating about their child's personality, their child's spirit. Asking the child, what is the creator inside of you? Say, ain't nobody asking these children that. But the adults screaming out God, screaming out the Most High, screaming out the creator all the day long, but not even doing the creator's work within their own home, not even demonstrating the creator. They call out in spirituality. They say, we the gods and we the goddesses. But at home, niggas live like animals. At home, we living like robots. At home, you being harvested and living an artificial intelligent life. But on the internet, you portrayed your life as these gods and goddesses. But behind the scene, it's a robotic life. The lack of communication, honey. The lack of communication. Somebody come on and call in. 516-453-9133. Press number one to join. Come on, man. I spent over $19 million tonight, man. 19 million in 44 different languages plus. Brother O, we got another track. Oh, we said the same thing at the same time.
Hold the English education. And I'm the man, I design the animation. Mentally and with dot control, the equalizer rises up on your FM mode, in which I use with telepath. And it's who's on your phonograph. I confuse your conscience and boggle your brain. You may think that I'm sick, but I'm perfectly sane. I design my rhymes with architectural construction, but that's another story of different functions. You see, it's magic story to invoke fear. The rebel is here. The rap automatical, the rhyme matical. Forget ill, I get ill-matical. Biceps pulsating in my lungs. Queensbridge Project is where I'm from. Wicked like a witch doing sorcery. With a book and a pen and my MIC. The outstanding ovation when things get drastic. You keep fantasizing while I'm fantastic. Black magic, flowing smooth but strong. And I'll have you rocking and shocking. My man from uptown, Joe the Boss, down with the mutant posse. To my right hand, MC, MC Core, the Big Daddy Kane. My man Nut and Cool Cecil, down with the Supreme Team in Jamaica. Can't forget the 40 buses, my man Darren getting paid on the dime.
I said, yo, brother, oh, thanks for that track, Molly Mall. Shout out to everybody. I sound like I'm tired. I was speaking of the lack of communication, man, and I started from that school, giving these kids away 5 days a week. Yo, I know. Everybody want everything to be fixed on the planet and the government this and then blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to when I start spitting about, see, I spit a message so heavy, nigga, so heavy. It's one of the most uncomfortable messages on the planet. But it's be for the children. And the children, and they fighting in school. Come on now, where that coming from? That coming from lack of communication as well, lack of nurturing in the home as well. A lot of these mothers don't know how to communicate, but they King Kong towards these babies. They got a whole lot of mouth when it come to these men, when it come to black people, blah, blah, blah. Keep riding on that shit. That shit is getting old, too. Oh. Caller number one. Oh, shooky now. Oh, caller number one. Welcome to the Jesus Show. Who is calling? And what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi. Peace
Hello.
And blessings, Jesus.
Hey, Mama Bessie. Honor to you, baby.
Hey, my sugar. You know I'm loving your show tonight. You're always great in your delivery. And I just wanted to call in and support your show tonight.
Oh, thank you, because you always make it to my show. And I know that you still love me because I don't make it to your show, which is tomorrow, I think, right? She's like the day after me. Thank you so much, great elder. Uh-huh, we be in sync because she tell it like it is, too, sitting on that porch. She get in your ass, honey. Yes, she will. She fire, man, straight firecracker. When I don't catch her show, I be missing myself. You see what I'm saying? Because she a firecracker. Uh-huh, don't get it started like the older sisters ain't out here bringing that fire and bringing the situation to the forefront for us to address in our community. She go hard when it comes to what's called the black community. She go hard. Yeah. And she will let you know about you these know, crackers out here and get you right with that shit too. Excuse me.
You know what, sister? Today I was on the bus traveling. And this sister got so angry because I asked her, I said, excuse me, I'm about to get off the bus. This woman got off the bus and was cussing me out. She threatened my life and just was saying all kind of foul things. I said, well, wait a minute. You talking to an elder. You know what she said? She said, I don't give a shit if you're an elder or not. So this is what we're dealing with in our communities. No respect.
See that communication.
No love.
See?
Yes.
See that?
Yes.
The communication. Look at this.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Now, Elder, I know I be cussing. My cousin be a figure of speech, Elder. I'm not direct. I ain't calling nobody out their name and shit. You see what I'm saying? Directly.
I know. You know, your message comes through in a great way. But these young ladies today and these young men, they are not having any respect for the elders. And they got to change that. You know,
mm-hmm.
because...
Mm-hmm.
If you continue to disrespect your mother, this is somebody else's mother. You're going to give respect
yeah.
to your mother, but somebody else's mother, you don't want to give respect to. And they got to change
it. You know what? Mama Bessie,
yes.
right there, what you said, people who respond like that, they don't have a good connection with their mamas. They don't have that connection with their mamas. They had that filthy, animalistic, toxic relationship with their mothers, and it's coming out of their behind, so why they address us, even a stranger, honey. You see what
yes.
I'm saying? You a stranger,
yes.
but yet a human being. You see what I'm saying? In the public,
yes.
look how far we done came. You know what I'm saying? My generation, y'all born in the 70s, your ass know better. If you born in the 70s, your ass know better. You see what I'm saying? Up to at least
That's right.
82, you know better. And see, because we know better, these are children out here. These are children out here. Y'all, 1967,
yes.
68, 69, all of us in the 70s, this our children out here, disrespectful, tearing up America. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
That's right.
These are children getting
That's
locked up. These are children that are being disrespectful. These are children who can't go to school no more. You see what I'm saying? And sit their ass down, got to pick with other children because they being bullied at home because of the lack of effective communication. Oh, we communicating, but we ain't communicating healthy. Oh, we not. Now, Mother Bessie on the mic, I be speaking
right.
cousins and stuff, but I don't talk to my children that way. I don't talk to my friends. I do not talk to my family that way, Mother Bessie. No, I don't. You see what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
I be on the mic. First of all, I'm heavy anyway. But Mother Bessie, I speak to my children in love. But Mother Bessie, let me tell
yes.
you something. Hold up. Wait a minute. Mother Bessie, I had a filthy mouth. I was an angry mother at a time, Mother Bessie. Lack of communication.
Yes.
I've experienced Mother Bessie. I looked in the mirror, Mother, and I had a choice. The mirror said, my heart said, you got a choice. You could continue being an angry mama, as in an angry person, or you can make a change in your life. When you make this change, it's going to be all that your heart desires. You see what I'm saying? So I made a change
yes.
to let go of anger. I made a change. And when I made that change to let go of angry, I then became an effective communicating mother and friend and daughter and sister
yes.
and as a human being to the world. You see what I know I'm
yes,
becoming, though. I'm just saying.
Yes, you know,
my own experience.
One thing about it, our people forget that in order to get respect, you got to give respect. And that's just
Ooh.
Not talking about the elders. It's the young people, too. When you give that
Come
respect,
on.
You can get respect from someone else.
Come on. Right? And our anger at home, I speak from my own experience, right? Because we're in a transformation. That's the point of transformation, to be transformed.
Yes.
You, the world
That's
is
right.
being called. It ain't even just a Chris Jesus thing. You see what I'm saying? Look, the Creator
yes,
so yes. powerful, he called for the whole world to wake up. Ain't that powerful, Mother Bessie?
That's right. I know. That's right. That's sure
is.
Yes.
Or the Most High. In your words, the Most High. My words, the Most High, or the Creator of all life. So powerful. It's just like the Creator said, let me throw some of this awakening on the whole world, even though it's, you know, people at a time. But come on, Elder.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is a promise from the Creator, Elder, that we can
That's
change.
Right.
Come on, Elder. The Creator ain't forsake us yet, even in our pain, even in our suffering. You see what I'm saying? The Creator even uses some of us to be dusted off and transformed so that we can bring a message of testimony, not to force a change, but to plant a seed.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Like me,
yes.
Me running my mouth, it's inspiring people, Mama. Well, you know, I call you Aunt Bessie, Mama Bessie, but it's inspiring people who've been aligned to watch my videos to speak. You, when your people
yes.
who ain't have no voice, it was trembling. Me too. I used to have to take a poop before I went live. Quiet as kept.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? But do it anyway. So I'm glad that I speak, that I able to, you know what I'm saying, be a better speaker, a better communicator. Because at the time, Mama Bessie, I was scared to be myself. I was scared to have a voice. I was too concerned about what people would think about me. That play a part. But once I wanted to focus on me, that started breaking the chains in my mind.
That's right.
Because it was what was in my mind. What was in my mind was being released, Mama Bessie. And now I'm Mama Bessie, I communicate so good. It'll run people away. I ain't the only one. You see what I'm saying? So.
That's the one thing. You came a long way. You're doing very great. And I appreciate you. And I'm always going to love you. You know, because you bring something to the table that makes people think and gives them a certain type of spirituality that uplifts their spirit and makes them want to change. So I thank you for that,
mm-hmm.
Jesus. And
you,
I love
Bessie.
You, and I'll sit back
love
and listen
you.
To whatever else you got to say.
Oh, thank you so much. Much honor to you, and God bless your family and everything about you and everything that you bring to the mic as well, Mama Bessie. Jumps. Just thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mama. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for words of wisdom, and thank everybody else, Brother O, for words of wisdom, and you on the DJ Turntable.
Give me the beat, boy. Yeah. It's just me and Heavy D in the house. I can't forget my fan about this ball.
Hey.
I got a T-shirt on right next to me with the jewelry. I like to send this out to my man, Cool V. Who you want to send out to?
DJ AM, Trouble T-Roy, my man, G-Wiz up in the morning.
I can't forget back that again. And my whole crew, Cool Joe Brown, Centauri. And we're gonna do a little something like this.
Like what?
I'm the original B.I.Z. Mark. Down a wrecking like collector, put your body in park. This is a little something for the juice crew. From heaven, the boys in Byzantine just want to. This is a little something from Bismarck East to make you get up and D-A-N-C-E. That's why I made this one just for you to do the heavy D shake and the Byzantine. Now I'ma get deep like Jacques Cousteau, and the stuff that I be saying is always thorough. That's why I made it introduce the doodle death rap to make your hands clap, feet tap. I'm like the diabolical scientist, Mr. Five, to send extra crazy super like funky vibes. Cause I always come up with stuff nobody else does. That's why they call me the Inhuman Orchestra, cause the heavy D say hi.
Hey yo, what you wanna know?
I wanna know what you can rock for this dope show.
Now yes, on the smooth chip, the overweight lover. I'm on your radio and on your magazine cover. I drink Coca-Cola, remainder I'm solo. Always wear Nike, once in a while I sport polo. Before I go to bed, I drink my milk and eat cookies. Never liked school, so I used to play hooky. New jacks and rap, I choose to call a rookie. Your choice is the heavy D voice, now you can boogie. MCs think I'm new to this, they must be busy. Cause on the microphone, heaven keep the crowd busy. Nothing in the world could ever stop my groove. The overweight lovers in the house, and I can get smooth.
Without further ado, the SKBIZMARKIE is for you. Well, I'm on island number one with the rhymes and invent. Say speak, story rap to all your ladies and gents. Hell, I'm number one, master, a phone for all your ladies. Guaranteed to rock the mic and take out all your MCs. That's why you hear me rocking as one of the best. I come first place in any contest. With the bass in your face,
that you'll appreciate. I'm known as a living legend and the all-time great. You know the MCs on a hell of a predicament. They go against the SKB marquee in this tournament. I go to a party, I am a spectator. When you battle me, I am Darth Vader. I'm making all your ladies in the place for a chance. You know you chillin' the most for the money you spend. I came here to rock beats for your satisfaction. Biz Markie, heavy is the special attraction. When I came to the door, you paid 10 ducats. If you battle me, I take you out sick. Rub a bat and rock it off for any kind of wreck. Can get the girl so hot, they wanna get naked. I'm super duper MC and I'm educated. 1982, the year I graduated. Have the D say, ah,
yo, what you wanna know?
I wanna know of you, I wanna know of you, I wanna know if you can rock the show. But have mercy on those who curse me. I wreck for respect, but mercy in this mom, she's gonna dance a little. So eat your tender biddle, I mean your chicken little. Yo, can I get a little microphone check? 1, 2, and 3 and I am Heavy D and he's the B-I-Z-M-A-R-K-I-E-N. For better, for worse, but not forgotten. Always fresh, never stale, or even rotten. So it's Marky, say hi. What you wanna know? I wanna know if you can rock like the disco show.
We write the songs that make the whole world sing. We write the songs and I'll let it rain. We write the songs that make the MCs cry. We write the songs, we write the songs.
Little, hey, y'all, hey, y'all.
Give me the beat, boy, if you see if I soar. I'm on song, I'm on the liquor. Rock and roll, I'm on the liquor. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all.
Jesus Christ, God of mercy,
one God of mercy,
don't you curse me. Bismarck ripping our jersey, come from Mount Vernon.
I like to thank all the radio stations that are
talking about that. Like New York, California, Texas, Chicago, Pittsburgh, but they're repping off the coast.
From uptown, downtown, uptown,
what do you got to dedicate?
Downtown, uptown, no matter where you're from.
Hey, and we like to end it off like this. Yeah, I'm gonna end it off like this. Check it out.
Thanks, brother. Oh, that playing that track. Good looking. That's when I was a little girl. Brother, oh, that was your years when you was in high school, right? When them tracks came out, believe it. Oh, we got
listen. I'm gonna tell you right now. I was wearing Lee jeans. I was wearing the Adidas forms. You know what I'm saying? I was wearing shell tops, the Playboy belt. Stop playing with your boy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Polo shirts. I still do, and I'm still a fashion statement.
We got caller number 2 called in, right, brother? Oh.
Yes, indeed. I'll bring back Sister Bessie on, to co-host this show. What's going on, Hall of Fame nominee? So I got her on here now. And then, of course, we'll bring on the next caller. Caller number 2. You're live and direct with the girl, Christine.
You ain't even got to do nothing up in here because Sister Bessie in the building. Baby, my girlfriend is in the building. Yeah, really? This is the Boston all the way live over here. Y'all know what time it is. But no, let me address what you was talking about here just a minute on a collegiate level. You know, these young kids, they out of control. They go to school and half of them go behind the school, and then they come home and act like they the boss. But they don't understand. They need to understand something. Excuse me. They need to understand that communication works for those who work at it. And each moment, they need to understand this. They need to be taught that each moment and each person is sacred and worthy of respect. And respect is getting so cheap because of these young day poppers. Because they want to respect the person that's a gangbanger, or they want to respect the person with a little money, and they go home and they disrespect their mama. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It is that thing. But let me explain something to you. Why this situation is, okay? I'm going to explain it to you. The subconscious mind, listen to me carefully. The subconscious mind is negative with respect to the conscious mind. And the conscious mind becomes negative with respect to the superconscious and intuitive mind, and the upper part controls all. So let me tell y'all, little youngsters, you know, y'all need to understand one thing. Your mother is your greatest asset. Your father is your other greatest asset. And if you don't respect them, you're never going to get respect for yourself. Disrespect keeps love from growing. And that's the real talk right there.
Well, well, well. Thank you for calling in. Real talk. Drops mic. Ooh, Mother Bessie, he went in, didn't he? Thank you for calling in. Speaking
hey, Bessie,
of,
are you on the line? Are you on the line, Bessie, right now? Because I don't know if she muted herself or whatever. But, you know, we would call back into this line here. But if not, we're going to put you back on ice for a second. Go ahead, Christine. Let them drop it over their head, please. You know what I'm saying?
okay, brother. Oh, thank you, brother. Oh, thank you. I was speaking about tonight's topic is about lack of communication and lack of communication in women and mothers, and it's playing a part. I leading towards our frustration, our irritation, hurting the children, threatening the children, not being gentle with ourselves, not having communication with ourselves, just going, being overwhelmed, having these busy, long, tiring days, being drained, and that creates irritation, that creates frustration, that creates impatience, let alone things that we may need to continue to release. But there's been a lack of communication. A lot of people speak in anger. A lot of people not able to handle conflict. You know what I'm saying? Very argumentative. You know what I'm saying? Everybody not able to have an adult conversation. And I speak that we as a people continue to be delivered from that and learn ways to have effective communication skills, not only with people, but with ourselves, with our family, with our children, grandchildren, and our families, man. It's to a point we got living nephews and nieces on the planet, not in communication with them. Our nephews, they ain't teaching them nothing. Our nieces teaching them nothing. No communication unless something happened in the family. You know what I'm saying? It's just lack of communication. But it starts with the self. It starts with the self. You know what I'm saying? Even in our economy system. But I just leave that at home, man. The lack of communication. And then a big part of that shit is giving our children away 5 days a week. We lack in major communication because that bounds these children the time. It bound their development the time. It take away time, which is designed like that. The system is designed for you to bitch about it, complain about it, but become it all at the same time. The same one that the people expose, you have become this shit. It's just a bunch of people exposing the enemy that they have become themselves. Become what you have hate and then find a way to justify it and still complain but have no power to change. A powerless people to complain about what's jacked up in the world but to not be able to reach oneself for one's own self-transformation. See, the people spend too much time with what's going on in the world. You skip yourself, honey. You know what I'm saying? So shall we continue to grow within releasing our traumas, our uncomfortable experiences that had played a part with suppressing, with the oppression of our lack of communication. Motherfuckers be in a relationship and be communicating through text message. People want to handle business through a text message. People don't even want to get on the phone and handle business transactions or nothing no more. Everything is text, click of the button. Now, society is purposely being designed like that. They're being designed so much, they want robots in your food places, robots in your supermarkets and stuff, robots. You ain't even going to be needed no more. You want to go get a hamburger, a robot going to pass it to you. It's already happening in America and around the world. So it's showing that you're not needed no more. And a lot of this played a part with the lack of communication, being divided so much from our children. In the world like this, man, we need all the time of communication from the heart, man, from the heart, from the heart, the heart, the heart, the heart. If people, if parents spend more time connecting with their children and focused on what's in the heart of a child, honey, it'll bring out the voice in you. The voice in you. Shall it be reversed? Ask the children. Speak to the children. Let the children be the communicators and express to you what's in their heart, honey. Shit, I dare all the parents around the world, 19-plus million listening, I dare you to ask your children, honey. Well, not dare you, but I influence you, honey, from my own heart space, from this God you be praying to. This, what's it called? Hold on. The most high. Yeah, shit, it's another motherfucker more higher than you, and your children come from it as well. Then why the people of earth not asking the children, what did the creator say, or what did this most high be saying to the children? See, that ain't a question that's being asked the children because of the lack of communication. If people calling on God all over the place and all this religious shit, referring to some God in some sky, the most high, or this creator of all life. There ain't nobody communicating with the children about what the creator is saying. I tell you right now, speak to the children about the creator all day. Allow the children to express to you what is God saying, or what your most high is saying, or the creator of all life is saying to these children. That ain't never the fucking topic of the day. That ain't never what's brought to the table. That ain't what the people scream about. That ain't what Washington talk about. It ain't what the church talking about. It ain't what being talked about in the homes. It ain't what's being talked about in the streets, in the organizations, online, the Ashayas, the Grand Rises, the gods and the goddesses, and none of these motherfuckers. Ooh, honey. Brother O, do we got another track, honey? Yeah, Sky.
I don't even remember how this happened. The crew will not understand it.
Dedicated to you, boy, just listen. Take off your coat, get in a fit position, cause I'm about to burn you at 450 Fahrenheit. You're jealous of the crew, that's why you're staring right. Forget the answer, the situation's obvious. When this is over, let's see who feels the sorriest. You'll be like, damn, Craig, why did you play me, yo? And then you realize we're topping rap radio, cause it's the game, boy, you can't do work. Molly, please tell us his name. Broken down into a large amount of channels, and not one of us can you handle. On the mic, magic, on the table's Molly, and when it comes to being dope, don't ask Ollie, cause our style is different, or should I say irregular. And if you wanna get a hype, I'll have to settle ya by pulling out my 12-gauge shotgun. And if you wanna go rhyme for rhyme, I got some dope rhymes for sure, or should I say galore, but I won't sound old schoolish, in other words, foolish. I have a question now, who feels hurt? Molly, do you have the answer? Duck alert, thank you. Duck alert.
What happened between us was for us alone. I am speaking to you from the bridge.
After this, I hope you get someone to battle me, but make sure this person has originality. That's right, original. Yeah, you heard me. I don't want his beat sounding like Herbie's. Oops, I mean Molly, cause there's a beat biter. I don't know where the vocal gets the right to come into industry, steal someone's property, and some of you from it start clocking G's. Now that's not fair, Molly's the rightful owner, yet you still treat him like he's a blood donor. So now it's time to have revenge to all your jerks, especially who, Molly? That's right. Duck alert. stage, cuts and scratches. Molly Mall, I think the one can match his cutting ability on the 1200s. And many listeners, they often wonder,
yo man, was that a taste?
Nah, never in a million years. You see the liveness gives us the feeling we're being accepted as true entertainers, and it will stay that way for the remainder of the century. That's how it's meant to be. You don't believe me? You will eventually, because the situation, boy, you can't avert, especially who, Molly? Uh-huh.
Hey, thank you, Brother O, for playing that track. Yo, caller number three in queue. Caller number three. Ow. Hello, right. Caller number three.
Hall of Fame.
Caller number three.
Nominated Shannon Tower. How you doing tonight?
Oh, honey, Baka, too. Honor to your magic wing. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing well. Just tuning in to you. I tell you, I said it. But when I first heard your tone of voice, all the way up tonight, you're definitely one of the best I have ever heard. I mean, your flow is just continuous, like the River Nile, I'm telling you. Thank you so much for being everything that you are. Now, as far as your subject, you know, honestly, as a people, and I speak primarily for our, you know, it's not about abuse. And when we allow the authorities to take our authority away from us, is it opened the door for a lot of the stuff that's happening now. And, you know, I grew up in a loving environment where whole neighborhoods took responsibility for ourselves and each other, all the children. And it was about discipline, not abuse, so-called America. It's a difference.
Right.
But notice,
right,
you know, Before they stepped in and start rendering their authority, this is the end result. And again, our people can't do but so much unless you allow them to do that. Fortunately, you know, we bear the burden of allowing them to take our authority away. And again, it's not about abuse. It's about discipline. And, you know, I'm a person that's definitely about discipline when it comes to my way of life, when it comes to just life, period. If you don't have no discipline, you're capable of being controlled and all kind of things is happening, okay?
And out of control.
Yeah, no doubt. I got a show coming up next week, this exact same time, and I definitely want people to tune in and support me as well. I do these advancements because no more time for lessons, okay? And I'll be speaking about a rude awakening. Sleep time is over.
Ooh.
Inspired by real and current events and a gunshot to the head, okay? Literally.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the host of We Will Aware You, and that's exactly what it's about. Now, my last thing I want to say on that, as far as a failure to communicate, it was threefold with me. And again, not abuse, but discipline. The first form was a Bushwick Brooklyn ass whipping. The second form was a private and a public ass whipping if you need it to be. Not abuse.
Come on.
Right? It's not about abuse, right? But I'm just talking about, you know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You're not going to come out your mouth and try to talk to a grown-up you got to stay in a child's place. So it is what it is. Okay? Anyway, I love you with the heart and soul of me, okay?
Love you too, Huni, and much honor to you, comfort to your family, to us both, for the ascension of your father and the ascension of my son within days apart. You know what I'm saying? Much honor to you, brother, as we continue to fulfill our ascension in this plane as graduates, honey, of the high courts of the kingdom of heaven. Honor to you, baby, and thank you and salute to you, honey, through it all. And thank you for being there for me for the past 4 years, honey. Honor to you, brother. You are a dedicated soul member, my brother, and your heart is not only of love, but of compassion and humanitarianship and stewardship. And I understand you when you speak of the advancement. No more lessons, because we have reached a marker of advancement, for Christ's sake. So as far as the Christ consciousness that is within us, so much love to Huni Bakatun. And continue reminding me, Kenji, hey, man, I'm there, man. He tagged me and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I wanna be supportive as I can for those who I can. You know what I'm saying? They always tag me. Much love to you all. When you speak about lack of communication, it's about growing. We all growing as a world. Those who are aware of the growth through the process, growth process, but those who have an open heart, who want to grow and who want to see. For those who have an open heart too, I speak of such a message because of where our world is in such a grand awakening and transformation. And we light each other's light for those who have their hearts open. Those who are not open, the spirit is gentle. The spirit doesn't force anything. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? It's all on you. So many of us all around the world are being used as vessels to speak enlightenment, to speak such wisdom, to speak what is beneficial as us too continue to be transformed, learn, you know what I'm saying, relearn and purge and release what is not for us as we continue to be molded into gold, the golden race that we are, especially in America, baby, the mother country, baby, for real, for real. And for your information, there ain't no Africa, no doggone motherland. The whole planet is the mother. The whole paradigm is the mother. There is no limitation. There is no shit to pick out on this planet. The whole planet is the motherland, the whole surface, all of the land mass, and even the water is mama. The water is the mother. So in saying that, I represent America. I represent the golden race, honey. I represent the mother country, and where my blood was placed on this planet. It was written in the stars. It was written in gold. It was written in heaven, honey, for the preparation and the fulfillment of the experience of what we call the planet Earth, or the original crystalline name, the planet Kai, as an indigenous original soul of the heavens on Earth, honey, a sun away from the sun here on Earth. You know what I'm saying? I say thank you to us, the golden race, for we have met a marker of advancement. And I speak about the lack of communication due to the evolution in us as new beings. And shall we continue to seek this new being that I speak of? The new being is within. It's within. And I'm not the only one. Huni, not the only one. We are new beings. You see what I'm saying? So much love to you all, yo, brother old man. Where we at with this? Much love. Nobody else want to call there, man? Feel free to voice yourself on the Jesus show.
Like a dictionary in both impact, 'cause I'm a vision. superior, you're inferior. Intelligent trooper, I detect and I design paragraphs like an architect. Spitting fire like a serpent, lyrical merch, translate, transcript. And I ain't nervous, dead double of percussion, born to detour, able to live a ton of lyrics like a 4x4. Paragraph professor, strong metaphor, pumping babies like a birther, took all of this inserter, torture, slaughter, then I murder, gladiator rebel, trained to cause havoc, the microphone manipulator, and I'm tragic. Science drop, when times are convenient, I label the lyricist a form of genius. Rhyming is a skill, the source is energetic, my techniques are brilliant, and I'm hyperkinetic, indivisible, intelligent, concept navigator, tragedy, the live motivator. Cite rhymes like a poet, use the pen for my endurance. Techniques are abusive, so is my performance. Record rotating, life is motivating. The master of lyricists, rhymes coordinating. Einstein of lyrics, maps like a path. Rather listen to the trash on your phone up. Rap, original, Asiatic, rhymatical mechanic. Jetting like a Uzi, ammunated automatic. On the strength, I'm terrific. Rhymes are hieroglyphic, use a potion and emotion. My brain is scientific, rhymatical, motivating. Chief annihilating, the lyrical poet. We all terminate, born to destroy. Tokologist, terminator, the rebel of the treble. The motivator. Rocket jam in emotion, elevate and increase. Jetting words by the syllable, piece by piece. Pronunciation is related, rhymes are updated. Don't let the kids listen, cause I'm X-rated. Intelligent hoodlum, brain mutilator, IQ of a genius. The motivator, let's do this, Brutus. Prototype, inspiration, rhymes, project, turbo. Motivation, deep dialogue. The poetical, you can't deal with the rhyming energetical. Sound captivated, rhyme activated. I rock even better when I'm stimulated. Attack like a pit bull, physically brutal. You can't hang cause it's all fast and brutal. I'm debonair, poetically charmed. I can go through several battles and still remain calm. Not a strain on the brain, I'm here to gain. I stimulate you like a sniff of cocaine. 40 dog buster, I'm here to thrust up. On lyrics, a definite buster. Paper make prosecutor, the executor. Process data like a computer. Proceed with the topic, I came to drop it. Don't try to stand in my way, you can't stop it. Molly Marr, pick up the cross data. Tragedy, the live motivator.
That girl is so smooth, you know what I'm saying? Christine, she's a style, you know, a wonderful, outstanding performer of broadcasting, as well as a Hall of Fame nominee for the National Radio Hall of Fame. What more can we say tonight that hasn't already been said? I'm so proud of what she does on a constant basis. You know, definitely give honor to her living son, who is still performing magic across the stratosphere, universe, and interverse. Love you, Jalen. And, of course, Ann Kenyatta. You know, her wonderful daughter. And what more can we say tonight that hasn't already been said? Thank you so much for all the people who have, you know, been with us through this outstanding momentous nights we've had. And I love every one of you who have listened. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. Tomorrow night, we come right back on with another International Net Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2021. Of course, Jesus was last year's nominee for the class of 2022. The person I'm talking about is Sister Bethany Truther. Her show is called The Front Porch, and it'll be here live in Direct Studio A, Lagos, at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune into that. And, of course, Blade BNN has advertised to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_Time. Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, late day, late night, and goes with mine, gmail.com, 9 a.m. Your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Delamele, where he goes, he's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. We get back to the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Miss Jesus Christine Powell.
Thank you, brother. Oh, thank you so much for y'all. Yo, what you said about Jalen was, yo, that was heavy, bro. That's heavy as fuck. That was heavy. I heard you, man. Thank you for your love for Kenyatta as well. An honor to your son as well. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to California. Al. Shout out to this, to their great generation. Those 30 and under, man. That's the generation of my son and my daughter, man. Just honor to you all for the new earth to come, the new world to come. Much honor to you all on this day. Thank you all for joining the Caesar Show. I spoke about the lack of communication. Just as a reminder for us to carry in our journey, and we'll receive your own understanding beyond this message today for those who need to recognize better and more effective communication. This is not about putting yourself down. It's not about beating yourself up. This is about understanding and understanding our divine connection within our own self and with our family members and our children and those who we will make alignment on our journey as we continue to rise higher, higher in our advancement and within our evolution. But that comes through the heart. So shall the heart be the comforter and the guide of our life. Yo, welcome to the Jesus Show. Thank you for jumping on, man. Much love to you all, yo. Jesus.
My rhymes start to flow, so I simply must brag about my solid nature vibrant. I keep driving until the song turns into a hip-hop giant. Me and Molly Roll, we're going one-on-one for any sucker rapper that chooses to come. And for me, Craig G, a.k.a. The Kingpin, I drop science, can't you tell how I'm singing? They hate how I turn my mic cord to a whip. Suckers just have to flip, cause I'm so hip. Craig G and Molly Roll, we form the ultimate alliance. No sucker can deal when I'm dropping science. 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 Rappers, ask yourself the same question. Why am I best in this profession? Is it because you're scared to step to me, yo? All the things Marley does in his studio. I drop science as if I was Butterfingers. And I know there's not another singer in this lifetime to kick the right rhyme. Cause there's not another rhyme quite like mine. And when it comes to having showmanship, I really don't care who you're going to get. Cause rappers hate me. I'm so defiant. And I can get stupid just by dropping science. I'm dropping science. I'm dropping science. I'm dropping science. I'm dropping science.